Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Covenant Journey is a life-changing experience for Christian college-age students who are leaders all across America. We're taking Christian college students to Israel for a life-changing experience. I just returned on Covenant Journey 12 with college students from 23 colleges and universities from America to Honduras and even Canada. These are Christian leaders who will literally change the future of America and, frankly, even the world. And with me is Cindy Matthews. She's our Director of External Affairs for Covenant Journey and for Liberty Counsel. Cindy, there's so many stories that we can share. One story is about a girl. This was our last day on the journey, and we're at the Garden Tomb, just the last site that we visit, among many incredible sites, as we then board the bus, go to Tel Aviv for our farewell dinner. And we were having communion, and we had praise and worship there at the Garden Tomb, where the tomb is empty. And that's how we conclude our journey. But there was a young girl beside you. As we were participating in communion, she just began to sob. And it has had such an important and incredible impact on her life.
Yes, this young lady was weeping and sobbing as we had just concluded with communion at that moment. And I just felt very impressed to lean down and not really say anything to her, but just put my hands on her back and on her shoulders just to show support and to pray. I later learned that she felt like that. The Lord just really fell upon her, impressed upon her to return to the United States and to be a light, to be a voice for Him, to strengthen her walk for those around her on her campus, and also to be a light and a support for the country of Israel.
We have another girl. She just became a Christian in 2014. She's a Christian student who's a leader. But as a baby Christian, she goes on this trip to Israel. We're at the Garden of Gethsemane, which is an amazing place when we really stop to think about this is where Jesus began to feel the crush of sin on Him. This is where He prayed to let the cup pass from Him, but not my will, but your be done. And He did that three times. This is where He began to feel the crush of sin. And this young lady, after visiting that, she communicated with you and said she didn't realize why we were going to visit a garden.
And yes, she
did. Then it all clicked.
Yes, it did. We were standing there after we'd had our teaching, about 20 minutes of just prayer time that the students just soak in that very moment, that place, looking at the olive trees, the garden in which Jesus wept and prayed prior to His crucifixion. And she said, Cindy, I've only been a believer for a very short time. I did not grow up in the church and with scriptures. I couldn't understand why the other students were so excited about going to a garden and looking at olive trees. She began to weep and said, oh, now I understand.
And Alex, when we finished the journey and we're back at the airport or just about to it, he says, I've traveled around the country a lot, around the world, frankly, a lot. I was really looking forward to coming here. I knew it would be spiritual in the sense that we were going to be visiting spiritual sites, he says, but oh, was I wrong. This trip has radically changed my life. And this is a guy who is in finance and he works with numbers, but this trip really helped him to really stretch his faith, to walk in faith. And I think it was a huge impact on his life.
Yes, when we were standing there just before we boarded our flight to return, he came up and just gave me this huge hug with tears streaming down his face and just said, you mentioned prior to this trip that this would be a life-changing experience for us. I thought, yeah, it would be good. It'll deepen my faith. He said that I had no idea the impact, the depth, that just 10 short days would completely reshape my walk with the Lord, my walk with individuals that I did not even know just a few days ago, feeling as though they are lifelong friends now. He said, I will return to my campus and be a stronger believer in Christ and will stand solid for the state of Israel.
I mean, we have students from Christian college campuses, but we also have them from campuses such as the University of Southern California, Penn State, and many other secular schools. And these are strong lights that are very encouraging, that are standing up for Jesus on their campus. One young girl was raised in a home with basically an agnostic, kind of gruff Jewish father. Who never would say, I love you, who actually would not want to hear her problems when she came home from school or she got bullied and so forth. He had a phrase basically, you know, straight back, smile on your face. So she would go to her room and just be by herself. Her mom is someone who, you know, is not interested in spiritual things, keeps herself busy. She was an individual who ultimately wanted to go to a Christian college. She was number one in her class, valedictorian in high school. She got accepted at this school. Then her dad said, no, I'm not going to pay for that school. It's not a real school. A week later, she gets a letter from her school that says, we've got a new scholarship program, 4-year full scholarship for valedictorians of high schools. She graduated number one in her class. And this trip on the final day, when we're in that morning meeting before we go on our final day of journey, she talks about how this trip has been such a healing process for her because she's come from a family who literally have not shown her any love. It's incredible. I mean, she is a strong Christian, a wonderful young woman, top of her class, and she came from a family that just has not given her any support. And this journey has provided a lot of inner healing for some of the things that she's experienced.
Yes, the journey actually opened up, allowed her to deal with the inner hurts that she had really just pushed down for many years after coming to know the Lord. She had a precious spirit about her, the healing to not be bitter and angry against her father, and also to have more openness toward her mother, who was actually kind of caught in the middle of this whole relationship. That morning, as she shared with us, she was so transparent with not only with her true feelings, but the healing that she had experienced over the past 9 days and sharing scripture that had meant so much to her that little did we know were just scripture passages that were embedded in our teaching, not only through Christ's life, but just scriptures that involved the resiliency of the Jewish people throughout history.
You know, this journey is to strengthen their Christian faith. That's really the primary emphasis of it. Out of that flows the natural consequence. They visit the land of Israel. They visit some of the spots that this may be where it happened, and they visit other spots. This is exactly where it all occurred. Capernaum, this is where Jesus was teaching. Migdal, this is where Mary Magdalene grew up. In the Praetoria, this is where Jesus was taken before Pontius Pilate. And you see all of these amazing things, and you meet all these different people, and they met a wide variety of people and a wide variety of speakers they heard. They come away, they fall in love with Israel, and they become advocates for Israel and the Jewish people. There is no other ministry that I've been associated with, by far, that's as powerful as this is, and we're so blessed that we can participate in the lives of these Christian young people. And Cindy, I know there's a lot of negative things that are out there in the media about the millennial generation and so forth, and we see some of these things at the media shows. But our experience with these young people is very encouraging.
They return to the United States empowered, strengthen their faith, and more determined not only to grow deeper, to learn more about God's Word, but to be a voice on their campuses, in their communities, in their professions, to stand and be a light for Christ, and to stand and be a light and a voice for the Jewish people in the state of Israel.
Absolutely. If you want to change the future and invest in the lives of young people, these are Christian Gideons, if you will. This is not just creating an army, if you will. These are Gideons. These are the select. These are people who God has specially gifted, who are Christian college-age students, who are leaders. If you want to invest in their life, there's no better ministry than Covenant Journey. You can go to covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org to learn more about this ministry. This is taking young Christian college students, strengthening their faith, and these will be our future leaders. In fact, these are our current leaders right now on college campuses and in their early careers. Covenantjourney.org. You can visit that website, make an online donation there to help sponsor Christian college students on a life-changing experience in Israel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.